Hi, hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, how's it going? Okay, I know, I've been promising a script and a story, and I want to do something different. Fuck you, I want to do something different. That's how I feel about my life. Okay, let's go. I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but I think I have a strong suspicion. I might be a little bit of a nerd, or a geek. What are the terms even anymore? Anyway, I want to take this moment to say thank you to the Wizards of the Coast for supplying me with a massive world-building book to help me construct fat material. So I want to talk about races. In Dungeons and Dragons. Today I want to talk about Dragonborn. Let's go. Okay. Hi. Hi, my name's Bits and I'm a monster fucker. I wanna talk about the dragon boys. Okay, and girls, you know, the dragon people, the dragonborn people. That's probably the proper politically. Okay, so I should, with caveats, I'm just gonna run out of the handbook that I've had, for when they first published fifth edition. All cards on the table. It's been a couple years since I've played Dungeons and Dragons, and I know there's been like massive oversweeping increases in like playable races, and I know there's been discussions about getting rid of the race based traits for reasons. I'm not here to get into any of that. I just want to talk about like the physics. Like I literally just want to say, hey, this is the idea of what I'm thinking of fucking. Then we all are on the same page. Does that sound all right? Okay. I really like Dragonborn. Can I talk about why I like Dragonborn? Let me talk about why I like Dragonborn teeth. Let's talk about the teeth. Okay, how do I imagine a Dragonborn? First off, I have my Slavermaw with me. I figured he's a tonguey boy. He's from the Wicked Hunt. And it seemed appropriate for talking about Dragonborn body types. Okay. Teeth. Oh, teeth. Oh, teeth. Teeth. Hi, my name is Bits and I'm a monster fucker. I like teeth. Oh my god, and they're stabby teeth too? Okay, so how I imagine Dragonborn, because I want to also clarify, I feel like I personally, envision these people differently than the handbook wants you to envision them. I've gotten in a number of discussions about, well, by a number I mean like three or four of discussions about how, what do you mean it doesn't have a tail? Dragons have tails. Why doesn't the dragon person have a tail? And you know, they've fixed that with other races and stuff. Just wanted to get the tip in. I'm being eaten by. Focus. Come on. Focus on the teeth. Okay, I imagine Dragonborn is like, you know, human dragon things. I imagine they have a tail. That's the biggest issue. That's the biggest issue that I always run into when I imagine Dragonborn versus like apparently everybody else. I think they should have tails. Everyone else is like, no, they don't have tails. And I'm like, but tail. I just want it. Anyway, it's fine. They fixed that with other races and stuff. So I'm not that mad. It's whatever. It's whatever. I can imagine my character however I want in my head, right? Like, fuck you, she has a tail. Fuck you, she doesn't have to use it. Like, whatever, fine. So the tail is important to me. I think you can tell. Why is the tail important to you, Bits? I imagine it's dexterous enough that we can use it for fun things. I want to imagine that it's not going to be so brutal that it ruins my asshole. I'm just saying, if you design it right, if you imagine it right, you only need one creature for an extreme double penetration session. I'm just saying. Okay, back to the teeth. Fuck. I haven't used this toy in a while. Fuck me. So much texture. And I feel whatever. I was gonna talk about how I feel like I want another one of these, but like in a slightly harder pour. But I don't need to talk about that. We're talking about Dragonborn. Okay, so I'm just imagining they're kind of scaly, like you know, pet lizards or snakes. I imagine they have like scale textures like that, or like they're kind of smoothy, or if they're like stuck up, they're like not like. I imagine them as kind of like their skin is kind of like hard-ish, you know, like an iguana or a bearded dragon. I personally, okay, I just think that like there's a neat, it's a neat texture. It's not a texture that you get to experience a lot, especially in a sexual capacity. But imagine if that was my fucking shoulder. Can we talk about how old we're not getting? Because we're millennia old. We're already old. It doesn't matter. We're super old. We're older than what? We're older than common sense. So like, what does that mean? Talk about Dragonborn more. I just think that like scaly, hard, but like still fleshy texture. Like I've never pet an alligator, but I imagine they feel how I'm imagining it. And I just feel like that could be an interesting texture to fuck. Or to grab onto while fucking the penis that's more fleshy, because I don't think they're I don't well I don't know what would their dicks be like. We're getting there. Teeth. So just the head, very dragonish, very you know the like a snooty. I just want them to have a jaw so they can like do a good bite, you know, like the kind of jaw that when they open wide. To tongue fuck you, which we'll get to the tongue in a second. When they open wide to tongue fuck you, they you know th they can basically like you know enwrap their chomp you. Like they got like they don't have to have a lot of snoot to like be able to chomp, but like I don't like I just. The sensation of the jaw wrapping around that entire portion of your body and just like the teeth holding everything in place and then the tongue thrashing against all of you. And then you're like grabbing on to like they're really like tough rough fuck. They have horns too, don't some of them? They should have horns too. They're dragonborn. Don't dragons have horns? I like something to grab onto. Love something to grab onto. Oh, I just think I like horns. Okay, so that's fuck. I'm slowly working the toy into myself deeper and deeper, and like it's a really textured toy. Sorry, I'm gonna sit back a little bit. I'm getting way too close to the microphone these days. I just want to be close to you, baby. I guess I could turn my gain down. Shut up, talk about Dragonborn. Okay, hydrate. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Hydrate. Fuck. 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 This is like the toy's got like taste buds and they're really fun to grind on. God damn it. Okay, what was I talking about? Dragonborn. What was it? Teeth. Teeth, tongue. Let's tongue. Like they obviously would have a tongue made for like fucking like, right? Like, right? It's not just me. That seems like a logical conclusion to make. That like if they got like the chompy jaws, they also got like the fucking tongue, and yeah, the fucking tongue. Shh. 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 go to sleep. Put yourself all in me. I want to ride your face. Stretchy. I just think the tongue is probably an added bonus. Like, there's a reason why I have it open in front of me. Don't they get like a plus for something or something? I don't fucking know. I don't remember anymore. It's been a while. They get more strength and charisma. Right. I was like, I'm pretty sure they get a charisma bonus, but I don't remember. You know that tongue is going to help with the charisma. That was obvious, though, wasn't it? That was a really obvious point to make. Strength. Okay. Things we like so far. Scaly skin. Horns. Teeth. Tongue. Fucking goddamn it. When I thought of this concept, I was like, what the fuck are you going to talk about? And as I go, I'm like, there's so much to talk about. Okay, their hands. Strength. Because they get a +2 to strength. Of course they do. They're dragonborn. It comes from the don't talk about the fucking tails anymore. Nobody cares. I'm the only one that cares about tails. I'm the only one. That's not true. Okay. Okay. This toy. Okay. don't mind me. I'm just gonna a little bit, just so you can. Tongue, useful. Like, it can get in there and probe all your little. Imagine somebody that could, like, okay, it probably isn't very sanitary to have your cervix licked. I'm gonna put that out there. I'm gonna be realistic for a moment and say having your cervix licked probably isn't the most sanitary thing that you could do with it. But imagine. I think you need to, like, I don't know how you prepare for that. Maybe with, like, a vodka shot or something. So, like, that everything's, like, as sanitary as you can make it. But just imagine they're, like, they're, like, licking. They're, like, I feel like that would be insane. And then I bet a dragonborn could do it. I'm just saying. I bet the right dragonborn with the right charisma modifiers. They can really do that. Anyway, strength, claws. Strength just means they can pick you up or hold you down. Hi, I love that. Okay. I bet they definitely have clawed hands, right? Like, they definitely have claws. I don't know if you can tell, I really like claws. Claws sound like fun too, because, like, I just imagine when they're, like, chomping down on you, eating you out, fucking tongue, fucking your cervix while you squirm. They have to, like, hold you down, so they wrap their arms around you, and then they dig their claws in just a little bit. Like, I don't imagine they're, like, cat claws. I imagine they're, like, lizard claws, where they're always there. So, like, you know, they're used to, like, how much pressure and stuff they can put on. But, like, eh.
just think it would be hot. I just think it would be really hot and a lot of fun. Or when they're playing with your tits and they like you just like feel that like extra piercing with the claws and they just like they wrap them around your throat. It's just that extra like, oh my god, are they gonna like they could scratch me enough to make me like really hurt or something. And they, like, it just looks really cool and sexy. Fun. They know magic or something? Oh, breath. I don't know what you do with that, but I'm sure if you're smart enough, you can figure out something to do with that. Claws. I really just. I'm stuck in the fantasy part right now where he's eating me out with his claws and his teeth dug into me, and he's just like going to town. I can hear his tail lashing a bit because my dragon boy has a tail. So fucking invasive. Pussy gushing all around it. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, yes. Fuck yes. Okay, I. Focus, focus, I need a drink. I'm so hydrate. Fuck me. What are we talking about? Dragonborn. Claws. Or if they're, like, eating you, like, from... Okay, like... Okay, it's like you can eat... you know, there's the option to eat where, like, your nose can be against the clit, right? Or, like, you're looking upwards towards the clit. And like, you can look up at the girl and meet her eyes. I kind of like it from behind. Like, shut the fuck up and let me watch my show and eat my pussy. come back, chompy, chompy teeth. Oh my god, imagine it like leaves, just like bites on your ass. Like that's what that's the that's the that's that's the that's the fi that's the end of the thought. And then like you can still wrap the like arms around, and then the claws can dig into your ass and like pull it apart, and then like you don't have to. I'm just saying if you want to, you could lick my ass too. You don't have to, but you can if you want to. If you're really hungry, let's put it that way. Oh, you could take a bite out of your ass just in general. Spankings. Like imagine, like okay, right now you got like imagine claws attached to that, like so, I think that'll be fantastic. Okay, what else can we think about? Tail, double pattern. Like, just imagine. Okay, I guess we just back up for half a second and think about his cock. I'm gonna fuck a boy dragonborn. So, okay, his cock. I don't know. I don't know. I wish I knew. Maybe he's like my Nox toy, or I need more water. I'm thirsty all of a sudden. I just. I just think a tail would be extra useful, even if it only gives them +3 strength to thrusting into the body cavities or something. I don't fucking know. You're having a fun time, not to have a rules lawyer kind of time. Why can't you just let me fuck the monster man? Think about, was this dick like bits? Oh my god. thick. Also less scaly. Like don't fucking don't I haven't actually googled a lot of reptile dicks. I'm suddenly realizing there's a massive blind spot in my dick design library. Anyway, I imagine they're like fleshy, like human dicks, but like they're designed different, like the way they're the like internals are designed is different. If anybody knows about reptile dicks, let me know, I guess. I'm imagining dragonborn though. Like I'm imagining like I okay, how like I want to imagine that they like kind of like it comes out of them, 'cause I just think that would be a really neat thing to see. Partially, also better safety for like fighting and stuff, like don't you think? And then like it probably fuck. Fuck me right there. Oh, shit. Trying, you know. Oh, good Oh my God. Oh, okay. Oh, I forgot to talk about how they can use the tongue to like lick you all over. I don't know why I missed that part. I'm really focused on getting my pussy taken care of right now. I'm not gonna apologize. Oh, I just thought about 69ing on them. You know, like, okay, imagining their cock is fairly human-ish. Maybe they're like slightly different, like, maybe. It's my fantasy, so maybe the head is slightly bigger in a slightly different shape. Just for something fun and different, you know? And maybe they're like thicker and multicolored or something. Maybe it comes out hot green. Ooh, that'd be fun. Okay, why is it hot green bits? Oh, I like it. Okay, so imagine 69 of them, but like their tongue can get all the way in, and then like their teeth are on your ass, and you can like feel them breathing on your asshole, and you're just like so overwhelmed by how good that feels that you just sink your head down onto their cock to choke and hope you die because it'll never get better than this. And then they don't let you and they fuck you and it gets even better and you're like, ah, it's a good thing I didn't follow through on that whole plan to die on the dick. Then you can die on the dick in a different way multiple times over and over. Will you marry me, actually? Oh, you're a paladin. Oh. Oh, this is awkward. Oh. First character, like, well, like my second technically character, but the first one I ever built like properly with like somebody actually walking me through and explaining things so I knew what I was doing, was a dragonborn paladin. He was very committed to the cause. Anyway, I want to come at least one more time. I can't, the 69ing and the just fucking, I just can't. Claws. And then you know they have thick thighs. You like well-shaped, well-defined thighs. I wonder if their legs are like built like werewolf legs, or they're like built like the knee goes backwards to what humans go. That'll be interesting and fun, don't you think? You know they have piercing eyes. Do I want to fuck monsters, or do I just want to fuck dragonborn? I'm pretty sure I want to fuck monsters, but I don't they sound delicious? Don't they sound like so much fun? Don't they sound like so much fun? Maybe depending on how their tail works, they can like kind of wrap it around you to keep them on. I don't want to imagine too much flexibility. Like, I don't imagine it's like a snake. I'm imagining it more like it's just like a really kind of like another arm, you know? Where like it's muscly and thick and then it's like kind of pointy or whatever. I don't know what it looks like. I just imagine it's like half another arm by the time it's wrapped around, where it's just like you just feel like a little bit like you could be riding them. And they wrap the tail around you, and it just feels like you have like another arm wrapped around like your tummy, and like they maybe have your like hands on your tits, ooh, or it could like come up behind and like give you something like to push you forward so you can like, I guess depending on the physiology, you could use, yeah, like rub it against your asshole, because I would like them to do the double penetration thing with the tail and the dick. I think that would be intense and insane, and I want it. I want it. I want to try it. I want to try it. I just want to try. I'm just saying. I think it would be fun. Let's turn this boy around and let him eat me from the back. Oh no. Oh. Like he just really fucking good. Oh, me. Ugh, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me. I did, babe. Do it again, though. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay, I think that's enough out of you. I... Okay, I'm done. I need to stop. It feels really good. I'm gonna do that thing where I just don't stop. I once more. Is it okay? One more. Have I been good? I guess they could use their nice tongues and then fucking come clean me up. I was just looking through my handbook and thinking about things, you know? Okay. Hear that? It's up my thighs, it's down my ass crack, it's, fuck, it's everywhere. A very big mess to clean up. Okay, I just, okay, I think I'm done. I think I've thought out my plan about fucking the dragonborns. I haven't talked about the men. Thanks for listening to me talk about it. I know it was maybe not exactly what you expected from our first session talking about D&D. I understand most people try to keep D&D like a PG-ish, but I just thought that like it would be interesting to like incorporate those kind of elements to the storytelling. And what do you think? Okay. I think that's enough out of me. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're having a great week. Thank you so very much for listening. I had a lot of fun. Okay, bye.